just sitting here looking at all the beautiful leaves inside this forest in South Charlotte, North Carolina. The different seasons that we're blessed with in this part of the country. And we had the same seasons up in Montana. And I think it's almost like I live in the same atmosphere of Montana. It's just that it doesn't get as cold as Montana. I love the seasons. The color changes. The temperature changes. You can't predict it. And if you stay long enough, the weather's going to change anyway. I dig that kind of stuff. It helps prepare my own heart for that thing called change. A lot of people don't like change. So they sit down and let life move around them. And then they complain about how, well, why didn't I get to do that? Why are you always the lucky one that does that? Because you're not saying yes to change. You've got to accept change and you've got to build with change. And if it doesn't go right, we do it again. You know, I guess it wasn't meant to be. That's like when my computer crashes and I lose my entire musical project here. What happens? We start all over. I guess it wasn't meant to be. Have you ever had that approach in your life when things just don't go right and you just tell your heart, I guess it wasn't meant to be? Then this way it's forgiving and it's not the pressure of I wasn't keeping up with the Joneses or I want to live the perfect life. No, it just wasn't meant to be. And I hope to God I haven't set myself up here for one of those moments, because there's nothing worse than that initial feeling when things go. Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Daily Mess, a chronological walkthrough in everyday world. I am a daily writer, every day, writing instrument in my hand, and I am a dipper. Dip it in the inkwell, write. Dip it in the inkwell, write. It's just who I am. Crazy, insane, one of those writers that thinks too much. Living in the presence of now gives you control of what is going on right now. If you're a moody person and you're going, why am I always angry? Well, go back to the source. Go back to the beginning. You have the power of choice. Choice is where you grow. This is The Daily Mess. Yeah, we're going through some serious changes, this world we currently live on. Some of it is very much out of control. The rest of it feels like a rolling stone unable to collect moss. Getting control of our choices is a huge step in the right direction. Putting choice ahead of all things takes down all the other definitions of life. Recently, I posted on Facebook how I don't have a job. I make a choice. Therefore, I own my own decisions. Say that with me. I don't have a job. I make a choice. I own all of my decisions. My wife's most recent retirement led me to sharing with her, you now have the power of choice. In all things that you do, you will be connected to not what other people expect from you, but it's what you expect of yourself. For the past 19 months, this COVID thing has been scaring the bejeebies out of so many people globally. We've changed internally. It's as if we've taken one look at the circumstances and realized that we really don't know how much time we've got left. Therefore, we put into play the power of making a choice. So my thing is the choice. Can we all make the choice of winning together? Building together, creating together, united equally in love, spirit, forgiveness, making a choice. When you have those moments where it's like, make a choice. You don't have to feel that way. You can change on the spot, but you've got to make the voice. After you've made an ass out of yourself in front of somebody, make the choice of going over there saying, look, I was being a butt. I'm sorry. Compassion, empathy for those that are around us. Don't think you know the story of the person that's standing there beside you. Let them share the story. In fact, that's my mantra. Share your story or someone will write it for you. If someone's going to write it for you, they're not going to get it right. Share your story or someone will write it for you. The power of choice. It's a difficult life to lead when you have choice as your leader. The reason why is because you're going, I don't know. How many times have you heard that? What do you want for dinner? I don't know. Make a choice. Make a choice. You have the power of all the things What would you like for dinner? I don't know. Okay, I'm going to make that choice for you. I didn't want that. Oh, wait. You see what I mean? It's the same thing with children. What would you like to do to help make this school year a lot easier? Because I know it's tough for you. Last year it was remote learning, and now you've got to be in front of people. What's going on? What is this all about? What can I do to help you have a better season? And this is what I hear. I don't know. No, that's not an answer. You've got the power to make a choice. And in doing so, you're in the moment of now. Be mindful of it. Be grateful for this opportunity, because like it says, the one thing that we've learned over the past 19 months is that we don't know how much time we've got left. What is your choice? I'm Arrow, and that's The Daily Mess.